directors and officers.
Gary Thompson expressed concern, et cetera, et cetera. And then without objection, motion passes.
I got him. Okay.
Oh, all right.
Thank you. Call to order a meeting of the Fund of the Oregon State Capital Foundation. You just heard and have read or heard the iteration of the minutes of April. Is there any corrections, discussion, anything?
I move approval.
It's been moved that they be approved. Any discussion? So ordered. Okay. A review and approval of the proposed 2015-16 budget that has been sent to us with the recommendation to approve it from the full board of the Oregon State Capital Foundation. Any comments on that, Fred, Neil, or Jerry, either one of you?
I move for acceptance.
Okay, it's been moved that we accept that. Is there any further discussion of that? If not, so ordered. Okay, then we have
script.
Come to the transitional election of officers. And Fred Neal, would you?
Yes.
You have a sheet of paper that says this.
Transitional election of officers. Can you find it?
Okay, Fred, you got yours.
So,
I have yours.
Does somebody need a copy?
Who needs a copy? Jerry might.
I've got it. My
sister. Here,
I'll share.
She's reading mine.
Yeah.
All right. It outlines a procedure to follow. Plan for Wednesday, item number paragraph 3. That we amend the existing. We could also take up articles of incorporation now, then take up bylaws.
Which would you recommend that we do?
Doesn't matter.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
Let's go ahead and finish this.
Yeah, and then I would resign as vice. Well, but then once we amended the bylaws, we need to amend the existing.
While we do this,
you are
until you resign.
Not until you resign.
Okay, so then who holds the election?
We need to amend the existing bylaws.
The vice chair.
And we have that language. Yeah. Yes. Yes, that's the plan.
Can you hear this?
They have to be adopted by the new.
Joan and Fred.
No, they don't. Not the existing. Please let me explain.
Yeah, explain.
All right, that. The existing bylaws state what the officers are.
Right.
That's issue. Fund officers are now a president, a secretary, and a treasurer, and the president may request a vice president be determined. The president office holders are President Jane Cease, Vice President Fred Neal, and Treasurer Jerry Thompson. We don't have a secretary.
That's for the fund.
That's for the fund.
Currently.
In order to create the offices of the fund so that they are the same as the officers for the foundation, which, of course, isn't effective until September 1, but we want them effective now so that the new officers can sign the new amended and restated articles of incorporation and bylaws and operate as fund/foundation officers.
And to clarify,
successfully
the 501c3 exists, and it is the fund.
It is
right.
The fund.
So. And it has extant bylaws that we need to amend in order to rename and enumerate officers and rename them. And that language is before you to amend existing bylaws effective immediately to state that the officers of the fund shall be a chair, a vice chair, a secretary, and a treasurer. And further state that the chair will have all powers granted to a president of the corporation under RS 65, a little bit of boilerplate. Then Jane and Fred Neal will resign their offices and the fund board will elect Fred Neal as chair, Joan Plank as vice chair, Jane Cease as secretary, and it says Jane and Jane to there, and Jerry Thompson as treasurer.
Okay, so in
Jane
so
and Joan, Jane and Joan.
Well,
okay, Joan.
Do you
Joan,
not want
oh,
to
sorry.
Do the amended articles of incorporation first?
Yes.
And then the bylaws, because I think you were headed to the bylaws.
Right. We don't.
I was going to do the officers and then.
Right, that's good.
Yeah.
We need to amend the bylaw, the current fund bylaw. I move that we amend the bylaws of the fund for the Oregon State Capital Foundation to redesignate the officers as chair, vice chair, secretary, and treasurer, and that those bylaws be effective immediately upon adoption.
Okay, so you've heard the motion. Is there any objection to that motion? So ordered. Okay.
Very good. Madam Chair, Chair now, was president. Now it's chair. I resign my office as vice chair of the fund.
Yes, and I'm going to resign my office as chair, but I'm going to ask Jerry Thompson to be the temporary chair of the new entity for the purposes, since it won't have anybody in charge of it if we don't. and Jerry says yes.
Yes.
And so therefore, I, Jane Cease, resign as the chair of the, or whatever I am, of the fund.
Right. And then you have a nominating.
And I accept the other one.
Okay. pro tem chair, Ms. Thompson. You have before you a nominating committee report from nominating committee chair Gary Wilhelms.
You got it in front of you.
I'll find it for you.
I know. I got so buried.
It's pretty simple.
It is simple, but I want to be sure.
That committee met electronically in the last 24 hours and have nominated chair of the fund Fred Neal, Vice Chair Joan Plank, Secretary Jane Cease, and Treasurer Jerry Thompson. I so move.
You read
adoption
you
of the nominating committee report.
It's been moved that we elect the new officers, Chair Fred Neal, Vice Chair Joan Plank, Secretary Jane Cease, and Treasurer Jerry Thompson.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I just have to say to you that my anticipation as being secretary is that I read the minutes and make sure that they're right, because I think that men and women both need to be secretaries at some time or other.
And Chair Thompson, I look forward to being the next secretary of this organization.
Yes. Yes.
Speaking as a man.
And former chair,
who knows,
Jane Cease.
It might take a man to do the job.
Okay.
Okay, do I hear a motion for the election of the new officers?
So moved.
Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? So ordered.
All right.
Ta-da! It's free at last. Right, do I get right. to say free at last?
Yeah. No, you gotta
sing
watch
it.
The minutes here. So.
Sing it.
All right.
They're pretty easy.
All right, so we're good here. Now we have before us a recommendation from the foundation to adopt amended and restated articles of incorporation. We've all had a chance to deliberate over those. Ms. Plank moves adoption of the amended and restated articles of incorporation. Is there any discussion?
Yes.
Ms. Secretary Cease.
Thank you. We have a substitute for Article 10.
It's been amended. It was already amended.
Been recommended.
And we have before us the amended version.
Recommended to us as amended. I just want to make sure
yes.
that
yeah.
it's
good.
Officially amended but? By this group.
Oh, well.
Officially.
It's all caps. Yeah. All right. It's okay. That's fine. Yeah, it'll work. Yeah, good job.
It was recommended to this body. I want to make sure that the recommendation inserts the Article 10 rewording that came from, that says new Article 10, June 17th.
Okay. You do not have a, is that the only copy we have, Nick, here of the, I thought he passed it out earlier.
He'll fix
oh, well.
It. He'll fix
we
it.
Have it.
He has
it's
it.
In. It's in.
It.
It's in. It's in. It's. It is before us. It was adopted, and it is in the printed version. It's now in all caps. He's going to delete the caps. Do we still have a quorum? Yes. Good. AP? Oh, Tony, good. We're just getting ready to adopt the Articles of Incorporation as they were amended this morning by the foundation recommended to us with the new Article 10 about disposition upon dissolution. Of asset disposition of assets. Okay. Any good? Are you happy? Satisfied with the answer?
You need to tell Tony that we've re-elected officers too.
Yes, and we just re-elected officers. I am now the chair of the fund.
A single organization.
And former Chair Cease is looking a little too relaxed right now, and I want her to keep focused till we get through this.
These are effective September 1.
These are effective, again, and thank you, Madam Vice Chair, Vice Chair Plank moves adoption of these amended and restated articles of incorporation to become effective September 1st of the Oregon State Capital Foundation, as it will be known September 1st. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, any objection? Hearing none, approved, adopted, yay. Vice Chair Plank now moves adoption of the amended and restated bylaws as approved and recommended to us by the membership of the Oregon State Capital Foundation.
Effective
September 1st. Is there any discussion to the motion? Hearing none, is there any objection? Hearing none, the bylaws are approved. All right.
Do we need this, and the three?
I think we do need to adopt, and you missed your mover here, so I'll let you make the motion. Where's your
conflict
list?
Conflict of interest policy and its accompanying annual form.
Vice Chair Plank moves adoption of the conflict of interest policy for the foundation that was approved by the foundation membership and recommended to the fund board, along with the accompanying conflict of interest questionnaire to be signed by each director annually, effective September 1st. Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, so adopted. Vice Chair Plank moves approval of the whistleblower policy previously discussed by the foundation membership and recommended to us for adoption. Is there any further discussion? Is there any objection? Hearing none, so adopted. Vice Chair Plank moves adoption of the Oregon State Capital Foundation non-discrimination policy as previously discussed by the foundation membership and approved and recommended to the fund board for adoption. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Hearing none, so approved. Woohoo!
Good job.
Well done.
Woo-hoo. Joan sure makes a lot of motions.
We did adopt the budget before we had AP on, Tony. And so we had a quorum, yeah. Sorry, I thought it brought you up to speed on that. Now, we need to approve the investment
strategy.
And Mr. Meeker moves adoption or approval of an advancement of the investment strategy previously discussed and amended by the foundation membership and recommended to the fund board for adoption. The amendments relating to endowment not being dollar specific and not being designation specific. And putting our trust in Pioneer Trust. continued relationship, banking relationship with Bank of the Cascades.
And when will that be effective?
Effective immediately upon adoption, I'm saying,
okay.
Yes.
So we need to be thinking about getting the signatures and all that kind of stuff to move the money.
Right.
And then I'll
call them and tell them to set up the paperwork.
Let's get it voted on first. This is discussion.
What's the official name we're going to go by with the new organization?
Well, the name effective September 1 is the Oregon State Capital Foundation.
Okay, so then we'll continue to use the fund.
Right, which they have that now, so.
Okay.
And further discussion, Mr. Chair?
Yes, Madam Vice Chair.
Do you, do we need to do some kind of, when do you need the investment policy adopted, or can you give them the draft investment policy?
Yeah, I can give them the draft, and that way we can kill two birds with
Why don't you do that?
Lovely.
Yeah, see, I think that's best
direction. Yeah, absolutely, rather than,
then we don't have to go back.
Then when we get it all, you know, wrapped up in a nice bow for everybody's satisfaction, we can adopt it.
Okay.
Right, and I told Mr. Duncan that as soon as we have the capability of accepting stock transfers, he will be the first to know.
Get it ready to go.
All right, and so any further discussion of the investment strategy that is before us? Is there any objection? Hearing none, so approved. By gosh, I think that's it. Nick, FYI, Nick will be giving us some final documents. I need Jane and Jerry and Joan and I to sign the bylaws.
Right.
We need Jane to sign the Articles of Incorporation.
Which Nick's going to get a new version.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, thank you, AP. Yeah, appreciate it. Tony, thank you. We are adjourned. Thank you, guys. Yeah.
Tony.
Super. Good job, everybody.
Good work.
Good job, everybody.
Good work.
Thank you, guys. Yeah.
Tony. Super.